David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 359. This is the dollop for December the 24th. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's very exciting, isn't it? Christmas is coming. The goose is getting big-boned. Can't say fat anymore, can you, of course? Political correctness gone mad. I am, of course, recording this after Christmas, even though it is the dollop for Christmas Eve. We are still behind. We are 4 days behind now. I managed to upload $1 yesterday. I edited it on the train, and then I even managed to upload it using Grand Central's free Wi-Fi. I was very surprised that it allowed me to upload the audio. Maybe they made a special exception for the dollop. I was going to try and get another dollop uploaded while I was on the train, but then I got distracted by the fact that there was a new person working there who'd obviously just started working on the train. Maybe it was even their first day at work, and there was somebody else showing them how it was done and talking them through the job, and they were practicing. So this new man was doing the job, and this woman, who was presumably his senior, would then evaluate what he'd done. So it was fascinating, absolutely fascinating, because he'd open the doors and people would get off the train, and then people would get on the train, and then the doors would close, and then as the train pulled away, this woman would speak rather loudly. I think she was enjoying the authority, was speaking rather loudly and said, "Okay, so talk me through what you did there. Talk me through what you did. What could you have done better? What went wrong? What went right? Talk to me." And so he'd then have to say, "Oh, well, I suppose it did take quite a while to get people on the train that time, didn't it?" And she's like, "Yes, it did. We're now 4 minutes late. 4 minutes late, so tell me, what could you have done better?" And so then he would say a few things that he could have done, and she would suggest things and that kind of thing. It was absolutely fascinating. And I was sitting quite close by them, so I could hear what was being said. I think the man was trying to keep his voice down, because he probably was feeling a little bit embarrassed, you know. First day at work, and he's trying to keep his voice down, but this woman's speaking really loud above the sound of the engine noise, going, "Well, next time, when we pull into York, there's going to be even more people getting on the train, because York is a busier station than Eaglescliffe." And he's like, yeah. Which I thought, well, I'm sure he knows that. I think he probably is aware that York is a bigger station than Eaglescliffe and more people are going to get on. I think she was really enjoying the power. She was sort of saying, "So remember, York is a bigger station, so you've got, you know, there's going to be more people getting on and there's also going to be more people getting off." Like, she was really milking it for as long as she could. She was, you know, "That means there's going to be more people moving. That means people are going to be moving faster. That means you've got to be more attentive. That means we need to make sure that there's no items blocking the doors. If we're now 4 minutes late because of what happened at Eaglescliffe, and that's a small station, if we do what we did this time, we're going to be even more late, aren't we? So, this time, bit more attentiveness." And everybody on the train is clearly listening, and this poor man, first day works, I think, you know, it's just with it being like my first time of doing it, I wasn't really sure, you know, I suppose it was good to start at a small station. So he was clearly trying to speak quietly, but then she would go, "Yes, but York is a bigger station, so we need to be..." She'd just say the same thing. Everybody else on the train is listening. No one else is talking to each other. They're all clearly listening to this. And then she says, "Right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to go into the carriages and we're going to check people's tickets. Watch how I do it. And then you can try it at the next station. I've been doing this for years now, so I know it's done. And get through them quickly and effectively." So this man follows. And she's like, "All tickets and rail cards, please." So it gets to me and she asks for my ticket. So I give her it and she stamps it and says, "There you go, thank you." And I thought, hang on a minute. She hasn't asked me for my rail card. She's not doing a job properly here. She should be asking me for my rail card. All tickets and rail cards. That's what you're meant to do. I thought, oh, I could have some fun here. Because the man is watching her, and he's just been giving a lecture about how to do his job and the fact that she knows what she's doing, and I thought, oh, I could have some fun. And I was so tempted. I thought if I'd been recording, I probably would have done this, but I was so tempted to say to the man who was stood there, "Excuse me, sir, can you tell me what your colleague just did wrong?" And then go into a bit of a lecture. "She is meant to check all tickets and rail cards, yet she only checked my ticket. She did not ask to see the rail card. I could be dodging my fare. It clearly says disabled rail card on this ticket, but she has not asked me for the corresponding document that proves that I have a valid ticket. So can you tell me, sir, what should she have done differently?" I was tempted to do that, but we still had quite a long journey ahead of us. I didn't want to draw attention to myself, because inevitably, if I started drawing attention to myself, people would have gone, "Oh, hang on a minute, David Eagle from David's Daily Digital Dollop," and people would start whispering and nudging, and before you knew it, you know, "Oh, can I have my autograph?" That kind of thing. It would have just been more trouble than it was worth. I'll be back tomorrow for Dollop 360 in our series of 366. Goodbye.